With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
It's fall pledge break, and if you enjoy listening to us talk about theater as much as we enjoy talking about theater, you'll make a contribution.
And even if you don't, you'll make a contribution at 829-6000. It's the lifeblood of the radio station.
You were in Los Angeles to see something pretty exciting.
Well, I saw the new Teresa Riebeck play that you remember. She's the author of Mauritius, which Kavanoki did a couple of years ago, and Bad Dates, which was done at Studio Arena Theater with Michelle Ragusa, lovely Michelle Ragusa. And this is her new play. It's at the Mark Taper Forum.
What is it about?
Well, it's called Poor Behavior, and it's about two married couples who spend the weekend together in a country house and get a little too intoxicated, culminating with the husband of one of them telling his wife that he's having an affair with the other woman, even though he's not.
Sounds like something that would come out of a Noel Coward.
It is kind of a Design for Living kind of arrangement, only contemporary, taking place in the Hudson River Valley. And before it's over, both marriages are destroyed, which is oh so funny. And it's very promising. I like Teresa Riebeck very much. I admired Mauritius. I thought it was a terrific play.
Let's talk a little bit about Carol Channing. I came in here and I mentioned her name, and coincidentally you had an experience.
I spent some time with her over the weekend. She was out in L.A. as well, that she's been promoting her recording of religious music, and she's 91 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
She looks 75. She looks fabulous.
I'd love to look 75. I'm beginning to feel 85.
I mean, Hollywood is such a bizarre place. There was a woman there, one of the last remaining silent film stars, and so there was a cake for her and all of that, and Carol Channing leading the group in Happy Birthday, and she says, Carla, you're 102 years old, and you just look beautiful. That's just so encouraging for those of us who are younger. You know, Carol Channing, 91, saying how encouraging it is that I look so beautiful at 102.
Let's move on. Enron. Enron, you mean like the scandal?
Yes, the Enron scandal. You'll remember the energy company out on the West Coast that was creating fictions about its assets and its profits. This was a very successful London play, which had a brief outing on Broadway, very brief, disappointing. But it's being done at Buffalo State College, opened this week, and it is a chance to see Enron.
What about Imagining Madoff?
Well, here's another interesting opportunity to see a play that's been seen elsewhere. This is about Bernard Madoff, and it's being done at the Jewish Repertory Theater, their new home up in Gettysville.
Are the last two plays kind of related?
Well, in that they have to do with contemporary greed, absolutely. This is an interesting premise by Deb Margolin, that she imagines interaction between Madoff and, in real life, one of his investors was a sainted Holocaust survivor who, when she first wrote the play, she made it a conversation between these two real-life men. Well, Wiesel had so objected to the portrayal of himself that he threatened to sue. So she rewrote the play, creating a fictitious character to have this conversation with Bernard Madoff. And that's what this play is.
I think that he is absolutely evil incarnate.
Difficult to imagine what motivates a man like him, and that's just what Deb Margolin did. She tried to imagine Madoff.
Let's move on to Ruined.
Well, Ruined, with the Lynn Nottage play, which was done so successfully last season at Ujima Theater Company, so successful, in fact, that they've decided to bring it back. It was a very handsome production. It is about women ruined in the Civil War in Congo, a powerful portrayal.
Closing is a couple of things, Bent being one of them.
Bent plays its final weekend at BUA about gay men and the Holocaust. It's one after the other. It's that whole first wave of plays coming to their conclusion this weekend. So this weekend, your last chance to see Bent.
I'm going to stick with musicals. You can also see Oliver.
Your last chance to see Oliver's set in the Depression. Well, the people in the Depression telling the story of Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist.
And the last one is?
Well, there are a couple more. There's Marat Saad is a musical.
That's the one I was going to mention.
Oh, okay. Then I'll mention Pinkalicious, which is in its final weekend at Theater of Youth, about the little girl who eats too many cupcakes and turns pink.
A lot of theater. Make sure you make a pledge to WBFO.
At 829-6000.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.